We're in negotiations. We've made contact. We've been in dialogue with Wolves over the period while he's been here. Roger wants to stay, which is a bonus, and which is just a case of thrashing out a deal.
Do you feel confident on that one, as confident as you can be? Because you know, you said yesterday as well that there seems to be a mutual interest there from all parties to get it done.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the be-all and end-all is Roger wants to stay, which is good, and I think he realises he was given an opportunity here. He wasn't match fit when he came. We've got him match fit. Unfortunately, we had to play him in games, but you look at him now and Glenn, it looks a fantastic partnership, and long may it continue.
How well do you think Liam Palmer's played? Because it's a role, he's kind of played a bit in, hasn't he? He played in midfield last season for Tranmere, but how well do you think he's playing at fullback?
He's doing okay. He's doing okay. Like anything, we want to keep his feet firmly on the ground. Probably helps having Roger alongside him, because Roger can educate him and pull him around and get him into the right positions. He's done very well going forward. The only thing, that, like I say, he needs to start contributing on the goal sheet as well. He needs to start chipping in. Like most fullbacks do, they tend to chip in with one or two goals. I keep testing Liam. I keep saying I need to see what your goal celebration is.
has he given you an answer on that?
No, because I need to see it. He needs to score a goal first for me to see it. I see him scoring in training, but I need to see it on 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Is there any positive news on the injury front in terms of the players that are out at the moment? Are they getting any closer to being back in contention?
Well, no. It's just a case that it's on a daily meeting I have with Paul Smith, the physio, just to let me know who I haven't got. We've got three or four lads out there running at the minute, but it's just straight line running. They're not actually on the foot, not got involved with any of the football side as such. I would have thought, if anything, touch wood, Lewis Buxton and Zayeta might be probably 2 weeks away. But then, like I say, we're just getting on with the lads that we've got fit at the moment.
What's the situation with Damian Martinez as loan? Because he extended it until January. Is that coming to a conclusion soon? Are you going to be able to keep him here?
Hopefully we're trying to finalise a deal again for him today to stay with us till the end of the season. Again, that's the problem when they're not your players. You're just grateful and subject to... It's subject to what problems their parent clubs have. Hopefully they've got no problems. So at this moment in time, we're very confident. Hopefully that'll go through as well, where we can extend it to the end of the season.
I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago about Kieran Lee, and you said he's one of the great unsung sort of players in the team. And I think he's shown that again, hasn't he, in these last couple of games that you've had. He's done a great job for you there in the midfield.
He's a footballer, as Kieran. He can handle the ball. He can manipulate the ball. He puts a shift in. He's got good reading in the game. But again, he's another one who needs to start chipping in with a goal. He's got a goal at Charlton that wasn't his because Connor's taken it off his foot as such. I think Chris Maguire took one off his foot yesterday. But again, it's the all round game. As a midfield player, you're in there because you're not good enough to be a striker, and you're probably better than what you are as a defender. So he can manipulate the ball. He's got to repair the damage. He's got to get up and down the pitch. He's got to get box to box. And the pleasing thing yesterday, I saw two or three runs where he's got into the box. On another day, it would have broke for him.
I sense that, you know, you've talked there about you want Liam Palmer, you want Kieran Lee to chip in. It's pretty much everybody except Connor Wickham, isn't it? You want everybody else to start being a goal threat too, because if you can do that, you're going to be pretty threatening, especially when you've got a guy in form up top.
Yeah, well, also when we play every team that say, wow, you're a big physical strong side, we've got some height in the team, and more often than not, like I said to the players, if the opposition allow you to put a free ball in the box, by that I mean a free kick or a corner, we've got to capitalise on that. So everybody's got to chip in. The Rogers, the Glens and the Readers have got to start chipping in. We can't just keep relying on Connor, because if not, teams will probably end up banking up on him, doubling up on him, trebling up on him. So the most important thing is, like I say, everybody's got to start chipping in with goals.
Is Ati Nuihu adapting now to English football? You know, it's always tough, isn't it, when you've not sort of used to this style of play in the Championship before. Is he sort of getting to a place now where you're quite happy with him?
Yeah, he's got to realise he's got to get the right balance in his game. His game is, because he's been 6'6" all his life, I think, he's had a habit of wanting to bring it down in his chest. He's got to realise where there's times when he can do it and can't do it. I think his first game at QPR was a big eye-opener for him when Clint Hill kept smashing him in the back. And he's realised they're the physical side of the game, because he's not used to that. Didn't have a pre-season with us. Like I say, he's got this shoulder problem at the moment. Keep jabbing him and strapping him up and getting him out there. But again, I keep saying to that to you, at the end of the day, if it's not working for you in front of goal, the supporters will back you if they see the energy and the commitment that you're putting in. And it just showed with his ovation yesterday that they appreciate what he's doing. I appreciate what he's doing. But he is paid to score goals, and he needs to start chipping in with them as well.
And you have said that you're looking for, you know, to add a bit more depth up top. A few of the fans have asked me, you know, whether Matty Fryett's still on the club's radar, because he was here, did well, scored some goals, he's been back at Hull and he's been involved on the bench for them. But is he somebody that Wednesday is still looking at?
Well, the problem again, because we brought Matty in and he did do well and we got him match fit and he was scoring goals, suddenly we've done Hull City a favour. We haven't done ourselves a favour, because what's happened, he's ended up going back to Hull, got himself on the bench and scored. So at this moment, he's in Steve Bruce's thoughts, in maybe not his starting 11, but in his starting 16 or 17 or such. So Matty's one that we keep chipping away at, but like I said, he's one on our radar, but I don't think that'll happen at this moment in time.
Could players move out as well during this period now? Do you feel like you need to get a couple out, maybe just to freshen things up and able to get maybe one or two in yourself?
Well, we had obviously Chris Maguire out at Coventry, and we've got Boy Lavery at Plymouth, who we just extended, but we've got a 24-hour recall. But at this moment in time, like I say, my phone's not ringing for anybody to take out players. The squad's thin on the ground as it is because of the treatment room, so hopefully the phone won't ring.
So Lavery, he's doing well at the moment, isn't he? He's got a couple of goals recently. Is he just extended it now, or is that...
We just extended it. They've asked if he could play in the FA Cup, but we've not given permission for him to play in the Cup, because hopefully we see him coming here and not being cup-tied as such. So, but we've allowed him to extend it. And then, like I say, because he's our player, we've got a 24-hour recall, so if we get any injuries, we can call him back.
Is this big for him as well? Because he's getting football, isn't he? And that's important for him, especially while he's scoring and doing well.
Nothing beats playing at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, because you can play your development games, your under-21 games. There's not as much pressure on you, but whereas come Saturday afternoon, when you've got to gain that valuable experience, and he's gaining valuable experience, as is Connor Wickham gaining valuable experience. You have to be playing first team games.
When you sat down with the chairman and maybe had a glass of wine after the game yesterday, or maybe you've spoken to him since today, what has he said to you?
I didn't get the glass of wine because you kept me too long. You see, he'd already gone by the time I got back. No, again, he just said, look, he's pleased with the result. He's pleased that we've got out the bottom three. But we've got to build on it. We've got to keep moving. And our next goal now is to get through the next round of the Cup. And then we play Leeds week on Saturday as such. So like I said, my energy is geared for Saturday's game. And we've had the lads in today training. They were buoyant because obviously on the back of a good win, getting out the bottom three. But we've got to make sure we get that feeling after the Leeds game as well in the league.